That was Andross right now. You guys are listening to a Ratcast Studio Session. Thank you guys so much for joining us. You sound fantastic, by the way, man. All the warm-up and everything, man, was amazing. Quick note from our sound engineer, though. If you guys want to all talk, you're going to have to crowd around the blueberry. I believe that's called a blueberry. I don't know. I'm going to call it a blueberry because it kind of looks like a blueberry. So anyway,
Like a blueberry cereal
it's
bar.
Like a blueberry popsicle.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Man. It is. We're going to have to get a photo of that and post it up, man. It's pretty cool, man. Yeah, like it's aesthetically pleasing. What's up? Yeah, right. So, so how are you guys doing, man? Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Do you guys? First things first, man. And I'm sure everybody wants to know after hearing that awesome song. Do you guys have any shows coming up in the near future?
Have one
tomorrow.
At the Lansdale VFW, we go on at 9:15. It's a benefit for the Boston Marathon.
Right, man. Yeah.
And the guys from 215 Booking are doing it.
Dude, they're friggin' awesome guys, man. Like they've been put on like killer shows in the Lansdale area. But are you guys playing with the Jantones tomorrow as well?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so obviously that was in the Jantones, you got TJ, man, as a former member of Promising Attempt, dude. Like, my first question for you, dude, is how are the musical stylings kind of different in this current project, like Andross, than Promising Attempt?
Well, let me turn the mic so I can face you and when I answer. But yeah, the difference between, I guess, something like TJ and the Jantones and what Andross does is that we're both punk rock to the core,
right?
Because like we started out playing just like straight up punk rock, like that's like what we did. But you know, like I write songs all the time, he writes songs all the time. And what happened was, at one point, I was in the band with Promising Attempt. I was the drummer,
and I would
help like write songs. And so is Charlie. He played bass, and Josh actually filled in for us on tour. On guitar when our guitar player left. So, like, it was pretty much the three of us you see here.
Right,
and
man.
TJ. And that was Promising. That was, like, the kind of the last incarnation that, like, we were a part of Promising Attempt.
Right.
So, like, I would write a lot. I would write songs for Promising Attempt, and so would TJ.
Yeah.
So, like, what happened was I had a lot of songs that TJ didn't see was, like, I guess compatible with what he was trying to do with Promising Attempts and
right, sure.
Because like you know, I had like a lot of wacky ideas and and that's where the first Andross record came from. It's called Stay in the Suit,
right?
And it came out like 2 years ago, and I did all the instruments. Like I played drums, you know, bass, guitar, and all the vocals and all that.
Right, man.
Because like that's like how we would do it. And then I just decided I always had Andross as like a side project, so I'm like, I guess these songs are Andross. And then at one point, someone told me you should get a full band together. Like you should play shows. You should go play out. And I wasn't really doing. I was like, I wasn't in Promising Attempt anymore. So I got these guys. And then this is actually Jeff on second guitar and Chris on drums right now. This is their first show with us.
What?
So,
right
yeah,
now?
This is
Radcast
like,
is the. Oh, they're dude,
they're
that's awesome.
They're the newest member. So you're witnessing history right now. This is their first show.
Dude, seriously, Radcast exclusive, man. We love Radcast exclusives, dude.
That's fantastic. We pulled it together, and now we're here.
Dude, yeah, absolutely, man. It sounds fantastic. Well, we are kind of limited on time, dude, so I want to get as much tunes as possible, man. So are you guys cool to play another one?
Sure.
Fantastic. All right.
All right. All right, that first song was called Falcon Bring Us to Vault, and this next song is called The Canyoning.
And she drags from an empty hand. I'm drawing a crossing, stepping over. Share your wine. And who would be so kind? You've been gaining my eyes on yours, like the mother horn on top of a corrupted nest. It was just distraction forever. Tools and poor stones in your open chest. And just you brought me here.
Absolutely awesome, man. I think that is probably my favorite song that you guys play, man. It's so, so effing good, man. So good. So you guys got a show coming up tomorrow. Do you have any releases that are coming up in the near future?
We're working on a new record now. The working title is These Are the Giants We Know.
Right.
And we just came out with an EP called Should I Not Return All Is in Order. I actually like brought some if you want to like have one, like
Dude,
just to have
absolutely,
around.
Absolutely, man.
So,
yeah.
Like, yeah, we
like all of them.
Yeah, no, dude, yeah, I'll definitely take it, man, and then, like, Sweet. Maybe I'll share it with some of our listeners, maybe,
yeah.
maybe, or maybe I'll just play it.
But yeah, all of our music is up for free on our Bandcamp, andross.bandcamp.com.
Dude, excellent, man. And then, okay, so the cover photo you guys have on mm-hmm. your Facebook page, man, where
yeah.
it's like they're, like, these, like, mummies with, like, the tubes running through. I mean, that looked awesome, man, mm-hmm. and I was going to ask you guys about that, like, what the...
Me and Charlie... bass player Charlie. We look at art a lot. We're big art nerds, so like
that's awesome.
We seriously just go on Google image search and find the coolest stuff we can find.
Dude.
And I think I found that one, the tube things, like
right,
I have no idea how I stumbled upon it, but like when I find something cool I like to keep it and,
dude,
like,
absolutely, man. Charlie, by the way, man, my girlfriend Megan Davis was like, wait, Andross is playing today? I didn't know that. And
I
like
her from elementary school.
Yeah. That's what she said, man. Like, she was like, yeah, dude, like, tell him I said what's up. I was like, holy crap, man. Small world. It's awesome. So, yeah.
I met you a while ago. Do you remember? I met you.
My memory is horrific. Really?
Yeah, with TJ.
Holy.
And they wanted us to wrestle. Do you remember that?
What?
I don't remember this,
Sounds
but this
amazing.
Is an awesome. It has the makings for an epic tale.
I met you a long time ago.
It was probably in high school with Brandon Dare and all those guys.
Yeah.
Or yeah, dude.
Name drop.
Yeah, man, right?
Watch your feet dropping names.
He's getting married. Mazel tov.
Holy crap, dude. Yeah, yeah. Congratulations,
Dare,
man.
Married.
What? That's insane, man. That's awesome.
Game over.
Dude, right? Game over. Nice. Way to go, Jenna.
He's closing the gate.
Yeah, right. That's awesome, though, man. Congratulations, dude.
Yeah.
So is that going to affect like the structure of the band or the ability for you guys to play out as often? Or
what's going to affect it?
The marriage? It was kind of.
I'm not getting. Married.
Oh, not him.
Wait,
we're talking about Brandon Dare.
Whoa! What? Mind blown.
Brandon
dude.
Dare. His marriage may mess up what we do because like I mean like we got like we're a big part of like the bridal registries and you know planning the wedding. So like I mean, we may have to take some time off of touring to like make sure the wedding goes well.
Yeah.
And that's my dry sense of humor coming out.
Congrats. Oh, my God, dude. I thought you were legitimately, like, I thought you were serious.
I got
and I was
it.
Like,
it was
that's
fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God you got it.
No, we
you're like, oh, wow.
No, we like to kid around.
Wait, no.
Like
for like, honestly, though, is Brandon Dare actually getting married?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
dude, I'm going to have to call that guy after. Yeah, congratulations, Brandon Dare, if you're listening. Anyway, so back to Andros for now. I don't want to completely, like, sideline to that or whatever, man. Dude, my favorite question to ask every band that comes through here, man, is the craziest thing you guys have ever experienced or seen at a show. Like,
at a show?
Yeah, whether you guys were playing or you were, like, just went out to a concert and saw some crazy-ish.
I really like the nerd story. Can we tell that? Like, this isn't our band, but, like, it's probably the funniest story.
Dude, yeah, man.
Do you guys, like... well, what happened was... Jeff and Chris, who are first-timers in Andros, they used to play in a band called At Long Last. And they played a show up in Bath, PA, called Brendan Jerry's. And the people that run that venue, the people that book shows there and own the venue and put on shows, they're interesting characters. They're like a kind of an older couple.
Right.
And like, and I think like in the middle of their set, the couple would you know, run the sound during the show, and they would cut in the middle of a band performing. They would, like, you know, they had access to the PA system and would, like, cut, like, a, like, you know, the singer would be like, or the vocalist would be like, yeah, this is our, you know, next song or whatever, like, this is what we're doing, and they would cut in on the PA system with random announcements, just like just like whatever the concert goers need to know, like, in the middle of a show. And then at one point they cut in the middle of their performance and say, "Hey, we got the new Nerds." The woman is like, "We got the new Nerds flavors, the Nerds candy." The little candy. And like, everyone looks back at the concession stand, and the husband is hears that, like, she made that announcement, and takes one of the boxes of Nerds and goes.
Dude.
So, like, a quiet room. Everyone's watching the band. And then everyone turns around and he just...
it's like sitcom material, man. That's
like,
insane.
It was honestly like the most surreal thing.
Like, did you guys like drop into like a breakdown after that? Did you feel like that was like a good call for like...
We wanted to sample it. We wanted to put it in there, like...
Yeah, dude, that would have been awesome, man. Oh my God, dude. Did you continue to play after that? Or were you like, you know what? F you, Wonka, I'm out.
I can't top this.
Once the hilarity kind of flattened out, then...
Right, man. Kind of returned to normality. Dude, oh my God. That's hilarious. That might have been the best story that I think we've heard thus far.
It was
so,
just
pretty awesome.
It's not even like a thing. It was just the funniest, like,
right, man.
I'm glad, like, to be alive right now kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly, man. It's killer. All right, man. Well, do you guys want to play another tune?
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic.
How many do you think we can do?
All of them ever.
Guys, yes, exactly. What she just said, all of them ever. Dude, TJ just texted me, said punk rock to the core.
That's what's up. Shout out to my boy.
Two more? Okay, yeah. Do you guys want to do two in a row by any chance?
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic.
That's actually perfect.
All right.
D into blindfold. The song's called The D Stands for Defenseless.
For the end.
calling me. Cut.
Hard on people, and you can't stop what's coming. An infinitely long blank book, and forever.
Our bodies match our hands. You're helping me to cross. They could tell that I was lost, and I said, if I found a way home around all these broken doorsteps, could I set you down? Could I walk you down the beds? Try straight through the door. That's something I can do again. Remember how I did before. Try straight through the door. I just don't know anymore. Whoa, 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 whoa. And I just don't know. Hey!
I can only say the wrong in front of me. What's behind me? So watch yourself from staying alone. No one to hold me, no one to wake me to at home. I can only say the wrong.
Awesome, totally awesome. And the bass riffs, man, the bass riffs, my god, slapping the bass, man, that was fantastic, dude. When you guys did a little like the breakdown, dude, with the where you repeated the lines from No Country for Old Men, man.
Oh yeah,
yeah, dude, that thanks was for, the bass on that was friggin' awesome, dude. It was like killer. We're like, wait, is this like an interlude? Are we supposed to come in now, or like should we hold back? And then like you got and then like
the door like
yeah, and then you guys like you know went right back into it. It was like yeah. It was awesome, man. It's fantastic. So unfortunately, I'm sad to say. Oh, I just hit my microphone. I'm sad to say that it has come to that that fateful time of the day where we have to close out and stuff like that. But okay. Thank you guys so much for coming by. Do you think you could play like one more song?
Yeah,
to,
sure.
To carry us out.
No, we've talked for so long.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So, dude, thank you guys so much for coming by today, man. It's fantastic, dude. Andross is the band. It is Bandcamp.
Andross.com. It's the andross.bandcamp.com.
Band name
first and then Bandcamp.
Okay, so yeah. andross.bandcamp.com. Yep. All right, got it. So go check it out. Download their music. It's fantastic. Catch them at the show tomorrow night at the Lansdale VFW.
Yep.
Yep, and that's a benefit concert for the Boston Marathon bombings and things like that. They're going to be playing. It's a show put on by 215 Booking. It's going to be fantastic. As always, go check it out. Check these guys out. Like their Facebook page. Love them. Give them a high five if you see them in the street. We'll catch you next week. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for having us, man.
Yeah,
we'd like to thank everybody who's listening in, who saw our post and wanted to listen to us. Thanks a lot for the Radcast. Thanks a lot to Josh.
What I had in mind, I'll see you in due course.
now I miss the boat. Is anyone there? I told you once before, yeah, there's so many things to fear. Sky looks over red, the mental note of pain in red. And now I miss the boat. Is anyone there? I told you once before, yeah, there's so many things to fear. Sky looks over red, I'll make sure. Anyone there? I told you once before, yeah, there's so many things.